Hey guys, welcome back to the Class Convos podcast. I'm your host, Aileen de la Lima. On today's episode, we will be discussing the importance of kindness. Though it might seem like such a simple thing, we're here to talk more in depth about it. In today's complex world, what makes kindness so important? How can we transform our relationship and communities by showing a bit of kindness? Now, I'm thrilled to introduce the guest of today's episode, Guillermo. He is here to share his insight on kindness and give advice about it. Hey, Guillermo, and welcome to the Class Convos podcast.
Hello, Aileen, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be a part of your Class Convo podcast. I'm excited to share my experience with you and show how kindness can make a difference in today's society.
The question many of you may ask is, why is kindness so important? And my answer to that is, kindness is a paramount virtue that plays an indispensable role in fostering harmonious and compassionate society. By cultivating empathy, it helps have a better understanding towards others. Kindness helps bring together individual and diverse backgrounds and perspectives.
Yes, I agree. Its profound impact resonates throughout communities, inspiring positive changes and promoting a culture of inclusivity and respect. Ultimately, kindness is essential for building stronger relationships, resolving conflicts, and creating a ripple effect of goodwill that enriches lives and uplifts humanity.
I feel like showing kindness in a world filled with so much hatred is truly a strength one can have. Yeah, actually, if we get into the statistics about it, researchers from the Random Act of Kindness Foundation say that 79% of people report feeling more connected to others when shown kindness.
Oh yeah, I also read a study on how kindness reduces stress by 40% and anxiety by 22%. It honestly surprised me how kindness can reduce your stress and anxiety levels. Even the smallest act of kindness can make someone happy and you feel like a better person after all. Having an understanding of others is so important. Being able to walk in other people's shoes, just imagining ourselves in their situation, fosters deeper compassion. I remember this one time I was walking outside with my family on the streets of Santa Monica when I came across a homeless guy begging for money. He looked like he needed some food because he seemed pretty skinny. I reached out my pocket and grabbed a $20 bill and gave it to him. Immediately, he started to smile and show gratitude for the money I gave him. I saw him going to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal, and moments later, came back to thank me. This simple act of kindness brightened his day and mine. I thought to myself how lucky I am for the things I have. It truly helped me see beyond their circumstances. Helping others through a tough time makes you realize that not everything is like you want it to be, and you always need to show gratitude for the things your family gives you.
That actually reminds me of a story of my own. I was about 10 years old, and me and my family were in Mexico. We went to the centro, which is like a shopping center area, I guess you could say. And I saw this little girl around my age with her mom. She had no shoes, and they were sitting on the floor, asking for money. I remember looking at my mom and asking if we could buy her some shoes. Of course, my mom agreed. As we were buying the shoes, I looked down and I just remember being so grateful for the ones that I had on. As we were walking up to the little girl and her mom, and we gave her the shoes, I saw her open the box and just that instant glow in her eyes made me smile. The mom began to tear up, sharing her story of how they were in that situation, and we ended up inviting them for lunch. She later on told us that that was the first proper meal she had in a day. I mean, just showing that bit of kindness helped me understand that not everybody has an easy life.
Yes, not everybody has an easy life. Even the worst day can be brightened by the simple act of smiling at someone, and I'm sure that they appreciate the act of kindness. I found this quote that really resonates with how kindness fosters empathy. It goes, "A warm smile is the universal language of kindness," from William Arthur Ward.
Oh yeah, I really like that quote. It's a great example of how such a simple as a smile can have a ripple effect on others.
I truly agree with you, Aileen. Having a person by your side who's willing to help others and make sure somebody's okay is the real definition of kindness.
Now, lastly, I want to share with you guys how you can share some kindness to others. A few ways would be like volunteering for a cause close to your heart. It can be you volunteering at an animal shelter if you love animals, tutoring kids in a subject you aced if you want to educate, helping at a food bank if hunger awareness matters to you. Another way to show kindness is offering words of encouragement to others, writing positive notes to classmates or colleagues, giving genuine compliments to friends or family, and even leaving kind comments on social media posts. Of course, don't forget to show kindness to yourself. Getting enough sleep and eating nutritious foods, engaging in hobbies or activities that bring you joy, writing yourself positive affirmation, and of course, let's not forget to take breaks and practice relaxation techniques.
I'd like to give some examples myself of kindness next time you do it. Give compliments to anyone you see around. Help up your parents with chores. And most importantly, thank your family for the things they do for you. By following these tips, you will appreciate your life better.
Well, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Let us know about a time when you showed some kindness, and remember, kindness matters in every smile, gesture, and helping hand. May the story shared on this podcast inspire your daily actions, fostering a ripple effect of compassion and empathy. Spread kindness and tune in next time for some more heartwarming tales. And remember, ordinary actions have extraordinary results.